the microchip implant, advantages and disadvantages. Make an informed decision. The RFID, the radio frequency identification microchips embedded under the skin. It's your ID, your credit card information, your health records, bus pass, library card, and many other sources of information that you currently carry in your purse or wallet, your driving license, memberships, etc. It will be to fight the drug trade, terrorism, identity theft. It will be needed to make financial transactions of the world currency, etc. Mr. Carl Sanders, an electronic engineer, headed a team of scientists to create an implantable chip that would positively locate anyone who has it. This was a joint venture with General Electric, Motorola, and the US government. It took 20 years, but the team did create a chip so small that it can pass through a hypodermic needle. Mr. Sanders now actively campaigns against the microchip and that we should not take it even if it becomes mandatory, as the lithium that is used in the battery when it escapes into the body will cause a terrible, painful sore. So let's go fact-finding scientifically. The chip is powered by a tiny lithium battery that is recharged by the change in body temperature. The two places in the body that vary the most in temperature are the forehead, which we feel for fever or rise in body temperature. Secondly, the top of the right hand, which is a great deal exposed to outside temperature change. For instance, washing hands with hot and cold water, etc. Then we do the lithium research. Lithium will ignite and burn in oxygen when exposed to water or water vapors. Lithium is flammable and it is potentially explosive when exposed to air and especially to water. Please see the link. Water in our body. The average adult human body is 50 to 65% water and averages around 57 to 60%. The percentage of water in infants is much higher, typically around 75 to 78% of water. Why would people believe old prophecies and refuse to accept a tiny little chip implant? Well, let's go prophecy hunting. According to the prophet Daniel, there will arise a new world leader who will initiate a 7-year peace covenant, which will be confirmed by many, which is the United Nations. It says in Daniel 9:27, he shall confirm the covenant with many for 7 years. After the collapse of the economy and the consequent chaos, this new world leader will bring peace in the Middle East crisis and bring economic change. This change means that everyone is numbered for all the good reasons given earlier. So what is the catch? We have developed a society where we are totally dependent on finances. Without access to money, we cannot buy and eat. And for this, we will need the chip. We will be receiving non-stop propaganda to take the implant. However, by accepting the RFID chip, we can no longer disagree with the government. George Orwell wrote in his book 1984, "Freedom is slavery, and slavery is freedom. If all accepted the lie which the party imposed, the lie became truth." Revelations 13, 16 and 17 says, "He causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads, that no man might buy or sell except he that had the mark." So by accepting the chip, we receive the mark and the number of our master. Just like the slaves did, we have become branded slaves. It will be less painful, but much more efficient than the iron chains, as we will be held by heavier chains of finances and debts. There'll be no more runaways. We can be traced anywhere, anytime, and picked up immediately. Joel 3:14 says it will be multitudes and multitudes in the valley of decision, for the day of the Lord is near. Now, the complete tenure of this world leader is only 7 years. It will start with the signing of the peace agreement, but it will end in an atomic destruction. Not maybe, but the prophecy and the interpretation thereof are sure. in the middle of his 7-year tenure, this world leader will demand everyone to either worship him or his image, which is a computerized AI robot or android, else we will be eliminated. It says in Revelation 13:15, as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. Jesus refers to this period as the Great Tribulation. This is the second half of this leader's 7-year tenure, or 3.5 years. This period of 3.5 years is referred to 8 times in the Bible. Jesus said that he will return immediately after the tribulation of those days. It says in Matthew 24:29-31, immediately after the tribulation of these days shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and then shall they see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. At the end of this leader's 7-year tenure, he will press the red button. It will be a time of destruction such as has never been before, and the earth will experience the horrendous nuclear holocaust. When the bombs are exploding, Jesus returns, while the world deals with the atomic after effects. It says a time of trouble such as never was, Daniel 12:1. Revelation 18 says, utterly burned with fire in 1 hour. Zechariah 14:12 says, their flesh shall consume away while they stand upon their feet. John the Revelator calls this the 7 vials of the wrath of God. However, this is not God's doing, this is us, invincible mankind without God. In Revelation 16, verses 2 and 11, it says, there fell a noisome, repulsive, and painful sore upon the man which had the mark of the beast, and upon them which worshipped his image. The atomic radiation triggers the lithium of the battery to leak out into the body. And except those days will be shortened, there should no flesh be saved, it says in Matthew 24:22. I'll read you some of the atomic after effects. Revelation 16. Number 1 is a noisome and repulsive sore as the lithium burns and explodes. 2, all marine life and fish die out. All. 3, rivers became blood through the fallout. They were poisoned. 4, scorching sun, ozone layers destroyed. 5, darkness, nuclear night. 6, the final jihad, 200 million coming from the east. 7, it is done as Jesus returns and peace will rule. Some people call it a religious myth. Others call it old hat. But we will know that Bible prophecy is true when the 7-year peace covenant is signed by many. Then we will each need to make the decision what we want to do with our life. 2 choices. Choice number 1. Accepting the mark looks inviting at first, as I save my neck temporarily. But what is next? My life is dictated and I am now a slave, a zombie. I have to worship the image made by science as my God. This is my new creator. 3, I need to betray my friends and family who don't worship the image and refuse the chip. 4, I have to dodge the meteorites and the asteroids of the 7 tribulation trumpets. 5, locusts sting me like scorpions for 5 months. 6, I want to commit suicide but I can't. 7, at the end of 7 years I end up in the atomic war and I break out with a painful boil. 8, next will be the Battle of Armageddon, where I make my last wish. May I please die as soon as possible? My wish is fulfilled, and the vultures feast on my body, and where the hell my soul will go, I don't know. Then we have choice number 2, consequences if I decide against the image and take in the mark. What is next? Jesus said, flee to the mountains. Once the image or the android is placed in the Jewish temple in the middle of the 7 years, then it is time to run for our life. I escape into the wilderness, where there is a place prepared of God, where we will be fed for 1260 days, or 3.5 years, and we will be counting the days. Revelation 12:6. Well, what if I don't get away on time, and I get caught? It means the death penalty. My corpse will be dumped in the mass grave. Thank the Lord. Finally, I am away from this idiocy, this senseless absurdity, and those crazed people that hate me because I love Jesus. Ready, aim, chop! My head rolls, and I'm going up to heaven. The people that love me await me. Yay, back home for Christmas. Hey, fellows, let's celebrate. Johan made it too. They're even proud of me. But what did I do? Nothing really. I just took the easy way out. I relax with a glass of the very best wine until I meet the love of my life, my eternal soulmate, my Jesus. This pamphlet is taken from the Little Book, which is a short chronological overview of the future events culminating in the Lord's return. The Little Book is a free download at johanpeters.in. Be not deceived, my friends. Study and learn. Don't wait till the last moment to decide what you want to do. And whatever the future may bring, may we, by God's grace, stand by the Lord.